Hey, good morning, everyone, and a good Erev Shabbat. Again, welcome to the new participants. We seem to have each day new people coming on. You should just know that there are well over 2,000 people that are now participating in this 40-day challenge. So you're part of a pretty impressive group. Who are we really? I mean, deep down, that's my question today for our chat and our discussion. Day 9, the real you. Because in this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us very, very strangely that if someone accidentally leaves a bundle of grain in the field and forgets to harvest it, God is going to give you a great blessing. And the question, of course, which is asked famously, and it was asked by the late and great Lubavitch Rebbe, why should a person get a blessing for doing something accidentally? We're talking about someone who drops something. It's like a Jewish farmer, and he's gleaning his field. He's collecting his crops. And by accident, he drops something, and he leaves it in the field. But he does it by accident. He doesn't even know that he had dropped something. And how can you say that if by accident I have to drop some money on the floor and a poor person finds it and he's able to use it, I did a mitzvah, really? I didn't intend to give any charity. And even if I didn't even try to do any good, well, why should I be rewarded? And so, again, if a farmer accidentally leaves a pile of grain in the field and a poor person eats it, why does the Torah in this week's Parsha say that God will give the farmer a special bracha? And the Lubavitch Rebbe answers that if someone performs a mitzvah, even if it was not consciously intended, it is consistent with their internal subconscious desire to perform mitzvot. Here, the mitzvah is giving tzedakah, charity. And this is based on a very, very beautiful idea in Jewish thought that who we are metaphysically, existentially, is that we are people who want to do God's will. Yes, yeah, sometimes the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, gets in the way and helps us rationalize or intellectualize away our behavior, which is inappropriate, but that's not who we are. Deep down, who we really are people who want to do the right thing. And that's why we feel good when we do a mitzvah. It's not just psychology, because I know I'm doing the right thing that makes me feel good about myself. But the reason we feel good is because it's in line with our true nature. So if we, I don't know, do any mitzvah, we help out a fellow Jew, or we daven, we study Torah, we go to a class, it's consistent with our inner core, and therefore it gives us joy. And that's why when we veer away from the Torah, or we do something inconsistent with our Judaism, which contradicts our value system, it's going to feel bad. Not just because, again, psychologically, I know that I'm doing something wrong. No, it's deeper. It's because it's not aligned with who I truly am. And this is why the Rambam, and I put this in the chapter, is a very interesting halacha, a very interesting Jewish tradition, that a person is allowed to hit another individual, kofin oso ad shiomer rotza ani, right? I don't recommend you do this, but if the case of a person, a man who's supposed to give his wife a get, and we euphemistically refer to him as the recalcitrant husband, otherwise known as the jerk, and the marriage is broken down beyond repair, and they know they're getting divorced, but the man, just out of spite, refuses to give his wife a Jewish divorce writ. So the halacha is, Jewish law says that you can push him. You can strike him until he agrees to divorce her. Now, how is that okay? And I'm not saying, by the way, you should do that. It's technically assault and battery. It's against the law. But why would the halacha permit that if that's just coercion and you can't give any contract in a coercive fashion? It becomes null and void. But the answer is, again, because all we are pushing the guy to do is what he really wants to do deep down. Deep down, he wants to do the right thing. He knows he's getting divorced. He knows he should be giving his wife again. He's not doing so because the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is getting in the way. So you give him a little clap to, you know, align his true inclination, you know, with what he's supposed to be doing. Really to align his behavior with his true inclination. Right now, the husband is being spiteful, he's acting cruelly, causing his wife unnecessary anguish, but that's not who he really is. Deep down, we want to do the right thing. And I shared this very powerful story in the beginning of the chapter of these rabbis who went after the Second World War to orphanages throughout Europe, because a lot of good Catholics took in Jews and raised them as their own. But some not so wonderful Catholics tried to then keep those Jewish children after they hid them from the Nazis. And Rabbi Silver and Grunfeld approached a group of priests who ran this monastery in Alsace-Lorraine in France, asking for the Jewish orphans. And when they wouldn't do so, they came in at night and they started to sing the Shema to prove to the priests that these kids were really Jewish. The kids started to cry when they heard the Shema. They started crying out, Mommy, Mamushka, Maman. And the rabbis were able to identify which of these kids were Jewish and return them to their Jewish relatives. Because deep down in the heart of who we are, we know who we are. Those kids understood at such a young, visceral age, they had heard their mothers sing the Shema to them, but almost like their mother's Shema, their mother's milk, if you will. Deep down, we know existentially who we are. And therefore, we get rewarded when doing a mitzvah, even accidentally, because it was supposed to be, because that's who we are. That's who we intend. That's what we want to do in life. You can give the guy a clap if he's not giving his wife a get, because, again, that's not who you are. You're just aligning the person's true spirit with who they really, with their behavior. And this is something the way we should see ourselves as we go into this beautiful Shabbos on day 9. The real us, the real you, is connected to Hashem. Shabbat shalom, my friends.